SU Election 2020, brought to you by The Pulse, your place for student news.
There are two candidates running for the position of Union Development Officer, James Feasey and Madeline Fox. James Feasey, the current SU president, proposes to reimagine the way the SU interacts with and provides services due to the current restrictions because of COVID-19. James also proposes to develop student-facing services through reducing union bureaucracy and ensuring that both the SU website and Portland building are fit for purpose, develop student support through greater support for associated representational bodies, reviewing the notion of the student-run services to ensure these groups are properly integrated with the union, and improving the support structures for student leaders. James's third manifesto point is his aim to develop governance and democracy, ensuring that the union's resources are spent on its members and prioritising equity in the union's election practices. Also running for the position of Union Development Officer is Madeline Fox, who is proposing to improve understanding of the SU through attending more events, introducing weekly drop-in sessions to listen to students' problems, and having a monthly roundup of activities and SU expenditure on Facebook. Madeline also aims to achieve greater openness about mental health through non-consecutive exams, training tutors in mental health first aid, and creating a mental health committee within the Union Council. Finally, Madeline wants to remove students' fears through focusing on two main areas. First, tackling safety in Lenton by turning Facebook groups such as Safe Students into SU-affiliated services and lobbying the police. Secondly, she wants to confront club safety through turning Mooch into a club on Saturdays and extending the report harassment section on the My Nottingham app.
Looking at the manifestos for the Union Development Officer, this year's SU President James Feasey running again, and then we have newcomer Madeline Fox. What really stood out to me about James's manifesto was the mention of COVID-19 straight away. It's quite possibly the biggest thing happening in the world right now, and we don't know when things are going to go back to normal, if they'll ever go back to normal. And it's an important thing regarding university because we don't even know if we're going to be back in September. So the fact that he's acknowledged that the Union Development Officer needs to work around that and help not only the union itself but also its students is a really good thing to have mentioned. There is, I think, a lack of clarity in some parts of the manifesto. For example, under his develop student-facing services, we've got ensure that the SU website is fit for purpose, ensure that the Portland building is fit for purpose, basically wanting to make sure that the new website provider is all good and whatever for the website, and then wanting to really make sure everything, all the space in Portland building is being used to the best it can. I still think it's not very clear. I think there needs to be a bit more than that, like fit for purpose, okay, give me a bit more detail on that, because, you know, that's all fine and well, but I don't know, I'm not too sure on that. If we move on to his develop student support and change structures, I like the mention of wanting to get equal support for the SU's 5 ABS, Sutton Bonington, Guild, MedSoc, NMA, Supra and UNAD. I think that's really important because if every other group within the SU is entitled to certain things, I think other groups should be entitled to them. So I think that's a really good thing to focus on. He wants to improve student leader support structures. One thing that I liked about this was ensuring that tailored training was given to all student leaders, which I think is such an important thing. It's very easy to put someone in a role and then just lead them to it and then not really have an idea of what to do or struggle and not know where to go afterwards. So the fact that he wants to give everyone training, I think, is really important. I think it will help a lot, and I think it would make people feel a lot more confident in their roles too. I think the develop our governance and democracy is slightly worrying given what happened when the vote was put to the students as to whether they wanted to change the name of SU President to Union Development Officer. And I think that that may go against him slightly, just because if you want to focus on governance and democracy but then you didn't do that in the first place, how are you going to do that? Because what is to say you put something in place or you want to change part of the union's practice to make it better and you go to a vote, whether it's between officers, SU staff, students, whatnot, and if it's not the answer you want, what's to say it's not going to get overturned anyway? I think that is slightly worrying. We will have to see. However, there's some really good points that he makes. I think that James has obviously got the experience from being SU president this year. So he knows how things work. He's comfortable in the position, like he's very willing to take on whatever struggles he may face. He seems to know what he's talking about, and he recognises that he's going to be in a difficult position if he were to be elected next year. Next, we have Madeleine Fox. There's a lot of good points that she makes in her manifesto. You can tell she really thought through what she wants to do. There are some things that are potentially questionable, whether that be, is it possible? Would it happen? Just a few question marks above certain things. But one thing I do really like about this manifesto is the mention of her wanting to make the role more transparent. I think it's really important that students are able to approach, you know, their officers. And you would think that would be an easier thing to do because, you know, they're close in age, they've been through uni pretty close to you or whatever that may be. And I think it would be a lot easier to speak to those people about issues than, you know, going to somebody else higher up in the SU first, which could be quite intimidating. So the fact that she would want to attend more events, host weekly drop-in sessions, really shows that she cares about the students and that she would want them to approach her if there was an issue so she could deal with it. Which I think is really good. Another thing she mentions is getting some pay for part-time officers. I do think there is something that should be done for part-time officers given the fact that they are doing this job alongside a degree. Whether she would be able to get them some sort of wage or whatever would be interesting to see, but I like the idea about it. I like the fairness and equality of it, but we would have to see whether or not that would happen. Her next big focus is mental health, something that was not mentioned in James's manifesto. She makes some really good points in this. One that I think a lot of students would benefit from is having training given to all tutors so they're all made mental health first aiders. I know it's very hard at university to feel like your mental health is being taken care of or that somebody is actually bothered about it, and there are a lot of people that will go to their tutors because that's a recommended person for you to go to, but if they're not mental health trained, then it can be hard to talk to them or open up them or even feel comfortable speaking to somebody. So I feel like that is great. Also wants to set up a mental health committee within the union council. Again, fantastic, you know, really putting mental health at the top of the SU and show students that the SU are trying to do as much as they can to help with mental health. Then next, she has quite a focus on the community in Nottingham and its safety, which again, something very important. The whole focus on, you know, working with the police to make sure that they take action on stuff that happens in and around Lenton. You know, we all know what goes on, and I feel like sometimes we don't feel like we're listened to, or you can get in contact with the police or the street wardens and then nothing's done about it. So I think her wanting to work close with that is really good. One thing I do really like, but I'm not sure whether it's feasible or not, is trying to establish Mooch as a club on Saturdays. I know a lot of students wish we had an SU club. You know, it makes you feel part of the community even more if your SU also has like a club or a bar in it or whatever. My issue is Mooch is very small. It's not very club size, even if you took out all the tables and chairs. Firstly, that is a faff in itself, given that Mooch is pretty much open all day. But I think it is such a good idea because you do have that comfort of being on campus. For first years, it's obviously really simple to get back to halls. Again, I worry the size of it because, okay, yeah, you can make it a club, but then you're only going to have a capacity. There isn't a student night on a Saturday for uni of. So if everyone in Lenton, Dunkirk, Beeston, and then on campus wanted to go, it just wouldn't work unless there was an actual club created or there was an extension. I'm not sure. There's a lot of ifs and buts around that point, but I do think she's onto something with that. I like that.